Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes, 7, 9, and now we're going to give some very concrete examples of what constitutes an onus or not, and we're going to talk about the cases that involve a shepherd protecting a flock. So the shepherd, of course, is a shomer sachar. He's paid to provide his services to guard the flock. And therefore the Mishnah says, Zev Echad, if a single wolf approaches the flock, ain't no onus. It's not called an onus, meaning he's expected to try to stave off that wolf. He'll have a stick or something, he'll chase it away, and the assessment of the Mishnah is that's a doable situation. Meaning if he doesn't attempt to chase away the wolf, and the wolf gets the sheep, he's liable. That's called his responsibility. He can't claim it was an onus. On the flip side, if he does try to scare the wolf away, but he doesn't succeed, then that would be called an onus. Okay? Just an important point. The wolves here in Israel are like a little, they're like big dogs, but they're not the gigantic wolves that you have in North America, etc. Or Russia. They're smaller wolves. Shnei ze'evim onus. The Mishnah concedes, however, that if there are two wolves, well, that's too much already for a person to be expected to fend off. It's like a certainty that he won't win, and therefore he has no obligation to try. He can run away, and that's not called his fault. It's an onus. He'll be exempt. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shas mishlachas ze'evim, in a scenario where the wolves are out and on the prowl. This mishlachas is kind of a funny term. It means they're being sent. It's referring to like the usage you have when the Hashem sends the plague of the arov, the wild animals. It says, Hineni mashlich b'cha esa arov. I'm going to send against you, this word again, mashlich, or mashliach, excuse me. Hineni mashliach b'cha esa arov. So, same idea, like if the animals are out to get the ze'evim, are out to get the sheep, so then nothing can do about it. And therefore, af zev echad onus, even one single wolf is considered to be a circumstance beyond the control of the shepherd. Therefore, he doesn't have to try, and therefore he'll still be exempt. However, the halacha doesn't follow Bihud, it's like the Tanakama. One zev is chase awayable, says the Mishnah. Shnei kalavim eino onus. And similarly, if you have two dogs that are approaching the flock, one shepherd can be expected to handle two dogs, two kind of feral dogs, wild dogs. And that being the case, if there are two of them, he's expected to make an effort. Again, if he doesn't succeed in his efforts, that's called onus. But if he doesn't try, that is his fault. Of course, therefore, three is too much, and he would be not expected to even try. Yadua HaBavli, that's his name. Yadua was his name from Bavel. Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir, who said in the name of, in a tradition he had, Mishum means in Reb Meir's name, but he didn't hear from him directly. Meruach achas eino onas. If the two dogs are coming from the same direction, then he could do something about it, and therefore he can't claim it was beyond his control. But mishtei ruchos, if they come from two separate directions at the flock, so what is the shepherd to do? That is called an onas. However, halach is not following Yadua. It's like the Tanakam again, that he's expected to chase away two dogs regardless of where they came from, or at least make an effort. Now, halistim, if people come like armed robbers, and the truth is even a single armed robber, he shows up with his machete, hareza ones, that's called the circumstance beyond the shepherd's control, because the shepherd's not expected to risk his life for the sheep, facing someone who's obviously got intent to, you know, fight for his life also with that weapon. Worth noting that we said that the expectation of a paid guardian is he's supposed to like sort of risk his life to some degree to face the wolf, but not the armed bandit. If you're a shomer chinam, you have no expectation whatsoever of risking your life in any way. And therefore, the shomer chinam, even if a single wolf comes, can just essentially run away and claim that he's exempt. Not because it's an onus necessarily, but because it's like on the category of, say, like Ganeva and Aveda, and that's not his responsibility either. Okay, the Mishnah goes on to say, you know, there are this, when you mention the dangerous animals in the Mishnah, they usually are a set of six of them. The Ze'ev, we said before, the wolf is one of them, here are the other five. Ha'ari, v'hado, v'hanamer, v'habardles, v'hanachash, harei ze'onis. These five animals are dangerous, and therefore, if they show up, the shepherd can run away and be exempt. He's not expected to fight them because they're dangerous. What are they? Ha'ari, that's the lion. There were lions in Eretz Israel until quite recently. I don't know if that's true, actually. I don't know if that's true. I take that back. I don't know how long they were here for, but lions, I think they were here till about 100 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Vahadov, adov is the bear. We do not have bears in Israel anymore either. The Syrian bears in the north, we used to be. Vahanamer. Namer is a leopard. There are still a few dozen Arabian leopards in the south of Israel, in the Negev. Today, these are, some people wrongly think we're talking about a tiger. No, there's no tigers in Israel, never was. The Namer, these are like leopards, these big spotted creatures, like big cats. The Habardalas, and the Bardalas is tricky to translate. Bardalas in the Bavli and the Rambam, etc., explained it as the Tzavu, which is the hyena. Again, note that in Israel, there are two types of hyenas, spotted and striped. The big scary ones in like Africa, southern Africa, are the spotted hyenas, and they're very dangerous. The smaller ones here in Israel, the striped ones are less dangerous, but dangerous enough, and they're still around today. I've seen them before with my own eyes. That notwithstanding, that's the meaning of the word Bardalas. Bardalas clearly is not a Hebrew word. It was taken from the Greek. The word Pardalas, with a P, is referring to a leopard. It can't be a leopard because the Namer is leopard, so therefore there's a high likelihood that it's referring to the cheetah. Okay, another spotted animal, spotted feline. Cheetahs are smaller. They used to be here in Israel, not anymore. But in any case, that's that. V'hanachash, a snake. So all those things are all considered to be dangerous, and therefore hereza onus, he doesn't have to fight them. Now, emasmai, when is it true that the shepherd can claim it's an onus if he confronts these armed bandits or these wild animals? Bezman shebo me'alehen, they come upon him. Meaning they come by themselves. There's attack in the nighttime, whatever the story is. Aval im holchan lamakom gedu dechai v'listim. But if he led the animals to a dangerous place, he knows that's where the lion's den is, he knows that's where the robbers hang out in that cave, and he walks past it, so then, eino onus, he can't claim that it was beyond his control. It was beyond his control. No, it was within his control to not go to a dangerous place, and therefore he would be liable.